Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So the holiday season is here. Many people have already left. Some are still packing their cars and still going away. It's very easy to get swept up in the excitement. But for South Africans, as I guess for people around the world, holidays also come with an extra layer of concern, which is security. That's why we wanted to chat this morning to Sean Jammy. He is the COO of ACAP. He's one of South Africa, Johannesburg's major civil society security initiatives that works closely with communities, with their private security networks, and fights crime to improve safety. We wanted to understand and we wanted to get a sense of the do's and don'ts. And in fact, I had this moment yesterday when I was booking booking transport to take us to the airport. I thought, ooh, do I give the person, you know, do I make it known? Do I meet them with our suitcases just a little bit away? That seemed like a little bit of a pain. What are the do's and the don'ts? Sean, thank you for joining us. Hope you are well.
Hi, Howard. Hello to everyone in Kai FM world.
Historically, do we see a spike in crime or security incidents in Johannesburg in particular over the holiday season?
We see a spike prior to the holiday season. Just like many other careers, criminals tend to go Black Friday shopping, and there are slight spikes prior to December. Crime patterns change over December when, you know, people are away, property becomes more of a target rather than people. But overall, the number of incidents, funnily enough, tends to decrease.
Okay, so that is interesting. What do we need to do? What are the do's and don'ts when, you know, it is a fairly unique thing in South Africa that we have the privilege, or many people have the privilege, of going away for a while, going away for a couple of weeks, leaving their homes. All pretty much often at the same times. What are the do's and don'ts around that?
You know, when I do these year-end chats, I often feel there was an airline that when you used to arrive, say, well, the safest part of your journey has concluded. Be careful on the way home. And in many ways, it's the same. Our risk actually tends to increase when we go on holiday, our personal risk, because we let our guard down. And I think the main message is just to remain vigilant when you're on holiday. A good example of that is a gang that's had a resurgence in the last couple of months following people home from the airport. That gang can operate, and that type of methodology can operate at your destination wherever you are. So the answer is to be vigilant, take sensible precautions. I don't think it's necessary to have your driver fetch you down the road with your suitcase.
Well, there was no chance because I wasn't schlepping them. So that put paid to that very quickly. Yeah,
I hear you. But just be sensible about things is the message. And you know on that gang, for example, make sure that you're watching in your rearview mirror. Make sure that you're vigilant at the airport, vigilant for being sourced. And of course, you know, if you live in a CAP area, have us meet you at your property. That's what we're here for.
Right, absolutely right. And then that just removes the stress of that, because once you're meeting, once CAP is meeting you, then you certainly don't need to be overly concerned about that. In terms of your actual property, I know that there's been some years where we've armed our alarm, but then found it was going off every 10 minutes and then it just and we're away. So then it just becomes a nightmare for people around. Obviously, we need to do whatever we can, but what is practical and what isn't?
you've touched on some really good points, several good points actually, with that example. Have your alarm serviced before going away. Don't, you know, many people only use their alarm when they go away, much to my dismay, because I'm a big fan of using alarms, you know, every day. But have your alarm serviced and make sure that it's working prior to going away. But then most importantly is make sure that you have someone with keys, make sure that there's someone that understands your home, understands how to disarm the alarm, and can summon help. Because just like there could be a security emergency, there can be a plumbing issue, a flooding issue, exactly. Electricity issue, whatever the case is. So just be responsible about leaving someone who can help with your home.
What are the most common mistakes people make, do you think?
I think it touches on my first point. It's just, you know, not being vigilant, not being careful, and you know, assuming that when you go on holiday, you're impervious. Especially traveling in South Africa, although we're seeing more and more incidents of crime globally. But understand that we live in a world where risk does exist, and it's so nice to get a break from everything. But just remain careful. There's no need to let it impact your world negatively, but just make sure that, you know, when you're in hotels, you're locking your valuables up. Make sure that you're taking sensible precautions with your passports if you're traveling overseas. All of the sort of stuff that seems obvious, just do it. Absolutely. I think is the message, especially with our. Yeah, with our kids, you know, drum that into them as well.
Yeah, and also maybe make sure that you've got copies or at least some form of a digital record of your passports and IDs and things like that, in case, God forbid, you do have an issue, at least you've got some of the information that you need.
Exactly.
Sean Jamie. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for your care, and wishing you, if you are going away, a fantastic break as well.